Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Willie, Phil Collins, Free Willie.
Oh my God. Hey, by the way, Jared, I saw Phil Collins last night on fucking Jimmy Fallon. Holy shit.
Does he still have it?
Dude, not only does he still have it, he played Coming in the Air tonight, and it was.
Damn.
Dude, it sounded exactly like he was in 1984, and he had like back surgery, and he told all these fucked up stories.
Really?
Yeah, he was a severe alcoholic, and he had like a tube in his neck, and he had to retire for a little bit, and then
Holy shit.
He wrote a book, and now he came back, and now he's touring, but he just had back surgery. So go and watch this clip on Jimmy Fallon of him singing Coming in the Air tonight.
Wait, you get tubes in your neck for being an alcoholic? Should we be worried?
That's what I said. And I was like, dude, Phil, hard did Phil Collins go? And he was just like, look, I became an alcoholic after my ex-wife. Something happened. He didn't talk about what that was. And then,
I can imagine,
he just left for like seven, 8 years, and then came back, played Coming in the Air tonight last night. Didn't play drums, only sang. Questlove from the Roots played drums, and it sounded one like 1984, but two, when the song was over, it looked like he was gonna die. Like he had given it everything he had. My wife said he literally just had back surgery. At the end of it, you'll see he's like literally holding himself up, and you're like, oh fuck, that motherfucker just spilled it on that stage tonight. Spilled it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just spilled it.
Great. It's a great clip.
There's so much behind that song that people, the rumors behind like why he wrote it, right? Isn't there a rumor that some kid was drowning and then he invited the guy to fuck. Some whole bullshit, but there's a lot of these little stories in that song. And it turned into this fucking, like...
Dude. It's kind of like that Richard Marx song, Hazard.
What's that
one? Oh, God. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Did you say some stupid? See, I'm not a music guy. I don't fucking know.
You're doing this shit, Jared. We're talking about Coming in the Air tonight, like In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. You're talking about Richard fucking Marx? Oh, God.
What's wrong with it? Richard Marx is a classic.
You know what? Since we're talking about this, I got a great surprise for you tonight, Jared. And this involves your shitty music, your whole back life, everything. by the way, I do you know I called the girl that you lost your virginity to that you keep talking about?
Holy
no, you
shit.
Did.
I'm about to spit out my drink.
For all the drinking, by the way,
don't
for
even
any.
I know her name.
Yeah, it's fucking we're gonna have to bleep it out, but yeah.
You're fucking with me right
dead
now.
Dead serious.
You're
so
with
I
me.
Called her and got your
oh
whole entire
my.
High school backstory, who you are, what your fascination is with these 90s fucking songs, the whole shit. I'm gonna play that oh interview through the thing. Because a lot of oh drinking bros right now, if you're listening to the show, stay tuned after the sponsors, because I'm gonna play the actual audio clip where I called her on the phone. She lives in Washington.
My God.
Yeah, got her on the phone, recorded the entire conversation, and talks about it. Surprisingly has nice things to say. I can't believe it. But everything makes sense now. Everything makes sense now.
I'm curious to know what he I'm curious to know what he fucks like.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get to all of that.
God.
But and you start off with a Richard Marx thing. Like, couldn't be any better than this. I mean, jeez, it just couldn't be any fucking better.
So you're saying I fucked myself on that one? I gave you the ultimate end.
You're welcome. It was gonna be a surprise. I was gonna surprise you mid show, but since you dropped another fucking Richard Marx thing on us, like, that's what you get, dude. That
this is
what
terrifying
you get
right now, Ross. I can't believe, because at first I want to say that I don't believe you, but now I do believe you.
I believe him 100%, and I'm nervous and I'm excited.
Because I got a random text message, and it didn't allude to anything. But now this is all starting to make sense.
You're like, wait a minute.
Oh,
that's so.
Wait, you got a text message from her, or?
Yeah.
Oh, this just is like, so great.
But it was just it was odd. that came in.
I've been thinking about us, you know, some good times we had.
Oh boy, this is gonna be a special show, kids. Buckle up. Let's get to the sponsors who pay for this whole fucking shit wagon.
I'm just gonna sit here and be quiet and wait.
So to roll across country, yeah, Jared. Because it's look, I'm gonna try to tie in all our sponsors to you losing your virginity. The first one we got is Haven Lock. Which is what this girl should have put on her vagina. Havenlock.com. If you need a lock for your front door, on average, it takes a male intruder, not a female, but a male intruder, 3 full kicks to kick in a door. Not with Havenlock. It takes more than 50. If you want to keep your family safe, your wife safe, your dog safe, get a Havenlock. Go to Havenlock.com.
Ross, I kind of wish I had one when we were teenagers. The first time we ever kissed, her dad broke the door down.
Holy shit! Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. She had one of those things where the lock just goes into the little like eye hole.
Oh boy!
Oh my
and
god!
I had just went in for our first kiss. Your dad fucking busted the
I would have fucking murdered him.
He could feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh my god!
Hello, yeah, fucking dude. I can't wait to get to that fucking girlfriend story. Look, go to Havenlock.com for the safest lock in the industry. A lot of people are saying, I've never felt safer in my own goddamn house. You're welcome. You're welcome for the Haven Lock. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get $20 off. The fucking thing's only $99 and it lasts forever. So it's not like you have to buy 80 of them. I'm shocked. They're all veteran owned. They got their start on Kickstarter. They raised $100,000. So they're one of those big deal products.
That's great.
Yeah.
Man. That's great.
Which, you know, for our show, that says a lot. Next up, though, look, if you're two teenage kids making out through the night trying to make it all right, sophomore or junior year, we'll find out which it was, Jared, in a moment. Put a little strikeforceenergy.com to keep your spirits alive and keep that boner high. If you're planning on a sweet, so sweet funny. Makeout sesh that lasts for an hour, maybe 2 hours, perhaps man. You're losing a finger somewhere. I don't, boy or girl, doesn't really matter.
Oh my God.
Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. It's the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch. It goes in waters, beers, liqueurs, any liquid you can think of, and it'll keep you going. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every order. They ship everywhere in the entire world. And they've got that bottle of the 100 servings. I'm going to be honest.
I just got it.
I got it
I
too.
I just got it.
It came in the mail. Yes. The greatest thing I've ever had in my entire life. Every day I find myself just walking around the house, just squirt in my water, squirt, squirt. I've been on a fucking tear since those goddamn things arrived. So to Sean Mattson and Bruce Schley and the boys, I appreciate the love, dude. Goddamn. I mean, if you're a junkie of that shit, like we are, like get the fucking bottle. They also
He's
have
a
subscription
come up
service. Are they really? Great.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah, I'm going to see him tomorrow. That's
yeah, he's
great.
Driving up here tomorrow.
Dude, that'd be dope. Let's have him on the show. I big fan of those guys. Big fan of StrikeForceEnergy.com. Next up.
Jared's so nervous right now. If you can see his face, he's terrified of what's going to happen.
You can't see my face.
And I'm glad, too, because look, with his next product, if you're a dad who's got a daughter, you might want to load up on some TartarusOrdnance.com. That's TartarusOrdnance.com. It is the finest home defense ammunition in the biz. So if you need to blow someone's dick off, for sleeping with your daughter, for locking the door like you shouldn't, for putting a Haven lock on that bedroom door, go to TartarusOrdnance.com. Not only do they have ammunition, but they're selling firearms. So if you wish a motherfucker would kiss your daughter, that's where you go to find all your gear. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of everything, including firearms. And also, if you're teaching a tactical class out there, let's say you want to shoot off like 1,000 Jared dicks. They've got that promo code lasts for all of it. It lasts for all of it, which is shocking. I wouldn't do it if I were them, but I'm glad they are, because that's an amazing fucking deal. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com, and they also have subscriptions. You can get a subscription of fucking bullets, dude. Boom, boom. The next one is WarfighterTobacco.com. So let's say you got a Haven lock on the door, boom, you can't get through it. Let's say you blasted all your Tartarus through the door, boom, you can't get through it. To get to a guy like Jared making out with your daughter, smoke him out. Smoke that fucker out. Smoke that little piggy fucker out of your daughter's bed. Go to WarfighterTobacco.com. Get a bunch of cigars, light them up, and then blow them through the door. Blow them through the door. Smoke them out, dude.
Something interesting just happened with them and me. Did you hear?
No, what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I became a partner of the company now.
Rocco is now.
Shut up.
Partner.
Still combat veteran owned.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Hey, congratulations. Now, I'm gonna
appreciate it, man. It's an honor.
Now you're not just buying from them.
Yeah.
You're buying from us.
Yeah.
You're buying from the Article 15 entities.
That's fucking awesome. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much, man. I'm very proud of that.
Big fan. And, you know, I got to talk to them at Freedom Fest. That's a perfect fit for you guys. That's perfect.
Yeah. I agree. It's going to be fun ride. Those guys are good dudes.
Good dudes. Great
really
cigars. The by the way, they have specialized Drinking Bros cigars on their website, which is fucking amazing, dude.
We can do a sweet Bill Clinton commercial.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, please do. Hey.
No one's ever gone that route.
Yeah exactly. Weird. And it's look, I'll play Bill. I'll come out and play Bill for the day with you, Rocco.
Listen to me.
Hey.
When I want a fine cigar.
Yeah.
And it's just him in the Oval Office and a girl sitting in his skirt.
Yeah,
you should have a vagina laced cigar.
Yeah.
Tastes like pussy juice.
Yeah, like a scent, like a vagina scented cigar, where you're like,
man,
boy.
All these cigars have been dipped
hey,
in a
guys.
Tuna can.
Well,
yeah,
I'm now an owner, so fuck it, let's do it.
Approved.
Cigar. That way, it's like, hey, smell my cigar. You're like, whoa, that is a fine.
Oh yes, Monica.
That one's name is Monica.
That's...
We're gonna name it Monica.
Yeah.
Can I get a couple Monica?
Dude, if you named a cigar the Monica, it would be so great.
Oh my god,
dude, that's it. That's it. It's over.
Oh, please do it. Please, please do it. Look, go to warfightertobacco.com. They're the finest cigars in the land. Real men smoke cigars, not fucking hookahs. We got a promo code of Drinking Bros for 10% off of every cigar that you could possibly stuff in your face. Go to warfightertobacco.com. Big fan. And now Rocco's a fucking owner. I'm an even bigger fan. So
that's outstanding, man.
Really proud of you. That's fucking rad, dude. Next up, we got At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes, which I'm sure a young Jared would have gotten into to learn some sweet, sweet moves before making love for the first time. Because it sounded like you needed some sweet, sweet moves.
I don't think anybody has ever had to take
this
type of punishment before.
I love it.
By the way.
I love it.
You actually called the girl I lost my virginity to, and you're going to exploit me on the show.
God, I'm called. I'm glad you couldn't find mine. You know, mine wouldn't even talk. I don't even know if mine spoke English.
Called it. but we'll get to that. Go out and pick up a copy of A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. It's written by Ross Patterson, the greatest novelist ever, the finest writer in the lands. Amazon.com, Walmart.com. Every .com there is. Are you guys smoking weed over there? Are you smoking weed?
He's saying the person I fucking lost my virginity to was my maid or something.
Fresh Dallas?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, did God. You? Rocco, did you lose your
virginity? That is not true. He's just talking shit, man.
Look, if you did, you did. I'm not going to judge you.
No.
But it would make sense. You're Mexican.
I've come to ruin your vagina.
Yeah. last but not least, we got a new sponsor this week. It's called BarkBox.com. That's BarkBox.com.
I know exactly who they are. Yes. I know exactly who they are. That's the subscription service dog boxes, right?
Yes.
All the goodies and shit.
Yeah. So
dude, what? I fucking heard of them.
I know they're fucking amazing.
You heard of them?
Yeah.
I think I saw them in Sky Mall.
Yeah, I dude. So what it is? I think you might have actually.
There's an ad in Sky Mall.
It's very similar to Carnivore Club, where it's like, but it's for your dog. So they send you treats, bones, like all kinds of cool shit for your dog. I've got a beagle. I've got a 20-pound beagle.
Rowdy beagle.
Yeah,
rowdy
but beagle. But here's the thing: the beagle, my dog. It's Regal Beagle. Regal Beagle is the name of my dog. Regal Beagle doesn't like fucking normal treats and toys and all that shit. So I was like,
he likes Carnivore Club.
How's that going to go? Totally. So I was like, how's that going to go over? She ate the shit out of this entire bark box. Now I'm on the hook. I'm gonna have to order it every month.
Now you're fucked.
Yeah, you get a subscription. Go to barkbox.com/drinkinbros or drink in. And if you order like a 6-month subscription, they give you a month for free, which is nice.
You can't, Ross, you can't resist when your dog gives you those bark box eyes.
No, it's dude.
Where's my bark box?
Yeah, so
the dog's palate will never be the same.
No, it really won't.
We're just writing their ad campaigns right now.
I know. I feel like we're always rewriting ad campaigns for like new ad campaigns of like. But most of the products we genuinely like when BarkBox showed up, like we dug it. We were like, oh shit, all right, cool. The dog will be happy about shit. Because I never buy anything for my dog. Jared, I know you don't do anything for your dogs. But get him a BarkBox. Be nice once in a while. all right, let's get to it here, kids. We strapped up. We talked about at the top of the show, Jared losing his virginity to a lady.
Oh my goodness.
So, has this ever been done?
I don't think this has ever been done, because this was set. So when I talked to her, she said this was 17 years ago. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about
okay. So 17 years ago, this took place. I'm having a conversation with her, which is trippy for me, because you feel like you know someone, but you don't really know someone until you talk to the first person they've lost their virginity to. So now I. Now I feel like I really know you.
Is that a quote?
It should be. I love that quote.
It should be. I think Benjamin Franklin said it at one point, but probably in his high school yearbook.
You know, she's a very, very nice and like refined person.
I know. So here's what we're gonna do, Jared. Before I play this audio clip for the audience, because I talked to her for like 15 minutes. I want to get. I want to get your story, your side of the story first.
Oh, God.
and then we'll compare.
Now
it.
You can't lie. Well, I fucked her like an animal.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
So and then we'll compare no. her side of the story, and then we'll chat about it after we play the interview.
No, it was almost like a movie, like. Storyline.
Scared? Was it? Well, was it
scary?
We
had been dating for almost a year. She was my only high school, like actual high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
I really liked her.
Yeah.
Like, and we both like that was something we had talked about for like 3 months until we.
That you're gonna lose your virginities together.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it was just yeah.
So was it like parents weren't home? You snuck in?
No, she had moved in with a friend and at the time her home situation was really weird. I don't really like remember the super details, so I can't go into that, but it was she needed to get away for a little bit.
Were you guys at least in a bed?
Yeah.
Jared,
let's back up for a second, because you're describing her like she needs to get on a fucking Southwest or get a Snickers bar. Want to get away? Like, was it because the dad broke down the door?
No, not at all.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay. So this had nothing to do with you at the time.
No,
gotcha,
not at all.
Gotcha.
Like,
okay.
She had moved out, and I don't, you can't quote me for that, but I think she had started college early while we were still in high school, and it was just that house was closer to the school.
Here's the thing. That would make sense, because when I talked to her, first of all, she's super smart, like way out of your league.
I'm pretty sure she's almost a doctor now or something.
I didn't get into, you know, her graphic life details today. I was more interested in Jared Taylor in high school. So you set the scene for how do you think you did losing your virginity, the whole thing? How did that all go down?
I'm sure it was awful. Like, but I mean, if you have nothing to compare to at that point, like, I think you're in the clear.
Well, like, did you last a long time at least?
Because the nervousness was, it was massive nervousness.
I feel like that was like, my issue
for
dude,
whatever reason too. Even though no one was home and they were out of town for like another week, like I still like kept thinking someone was coming home, and we were.
Right.
I kept feeling like we were gonna get in trouble.
Right.
That was the thing. It was like, oh my God. Yeah. We're gonna get in trouble, but at the same time, I'm like, "Oh my God, this is actually happening!"
Yeah, I'm
oh my
finally
God, I can tell the guys
this.
About this.
Yeah, like, that's what it feels.
Oh
like.
My God, this is. But I mean, it was weird. Like I couldn't figure it out for a little bit. A little bit.
Am I supposed to make noise?
Yeah.
shit! That's her time. Oh, dude. Yeah. You know what's funny? From my first time, it took me a long time to come because I think the same thing. I was nervous. And I think I wasn't thinking about if it felt good. I'm just like, am I doing it right?
It got to the point though where it was like, let's just get it over with and go away.
Yeah.
Like I gotta take a day. Let's figure out.
Oh man.
I need to collect my thoughts.
I just need some time to realize that really happened.
Can you give me an AR on that?
I think that's a lot of people though, Jared. So like you're gonna get a pass on that. Like,
dude, I was watching porn for years before I lost Virginia. And so like my first moves were put her legs on my shoulders and go to town, and I felt really bad because we're both looking at each other like, is this wrong or right? We don't know.
But this was
you went legs over the shoulders first.
I went straight out of the gate.
That's the first move out of the gate.
That's the thing is I didn't know any better,
Shit.
Like I thought this was right. Like I've been watching porn. I mean, I've been watching Debbie Does Dallas. I'm watching fucking Ron Jeremy. I'm watching these epic people getting blasted for years, thinking like this is sex.
Oh my God.
So as soon as I finally got inside, I was like, well, I know what I need to do next. Legs on shoulders, grab her by her shoulder so she can't get away, and just go to town. and I felt like, is this right? Is this wrong? And
so we're both looking at each other. She can't get away.
Yeah.
Probably a poor choice of words. I'm going to go ahead and lay that out right now. But
I didn't mean it that
way. No, I know.
But as in, like, didn't slide away. Every thrust she would move, and I was trying to hold her back. And then so I saw her eyes, like, it didn't look like she was enjoying it. So I was nervous, and so I couldn't come. It was just like, we're both like, this is fucking weird.
So yeah, I mean, I had no experience. I think there was one person before her that I'd gotten to second base with barely.
Yeah,
and that was it. But like her, it was everything. Like
yeah.
So we were.
That's
just
a cool
too
thing,
confused,
though, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Teenagers trying to figure it out.
That's cool.
So all right. I'm going to now play my interview with her for the audience, and you guys listen along, and then afterwards,
I cannot believe you did this.
We'll chat about it. We'll just chat about it. I will say this. I'll preface it by saying she was extremely nice, very polite, like the nicest person in the world, and had nothing but nice things to say about you. So here's a listen.
All right, let's start.
Let's do it. Let's do it. first of all, welcome to the show. Jared has said nothing but amazing things about you. Secondly, this ties into the whole fascination of Jared Taylor. I don't know if you know this or not, but his dream girl is the cute babysitter next door.
Mm-hmm.
You fit
he has
that
a type.
Yeah. You fit that description to a T. That I think personally has set him off on a long life of looking for that and longing for that lost babysitter. but first off, you know, let's start. When did you guys meet? Do you guys grow up together?
We met in high school. I kind of hung out with some of his friends. And then we started dating and we just kind of merged friend groups. So we've known each other now about 17 years, so a long time.
Wow, 17 years. Yeah, that is a long time. And the fact that you guys are still, I would say, close friends to this day is pretty amazing, right?
Yes.
Is there any other ex-boyfriends that you talked to, like, from 17 years ago?
Not really, no. No one like Jared.
Yeah, me neither. So I don't talk to any. Like I don't talk to
any ex boyfriends for you.
No, meaning like guys or girls. No, but I don't talk to any. I don't think I have any actual contact with any exes whatsoever. Maybe like one. Maybe one through like Facebook, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what year in high school did you guys start dating?
Oh gosh, let me think. So I graduated 2003. I would say 2001, I think, was the first time we dated. We went back and forth a little bit. So,
okay,
yeah, 2001.
You guys were what, about sophomore year, junior year?
Yeah.
And how was Jared as a sophomore or a junior? How was he like growing up? Was he as crazy as he is today?
Not quite to the degree he is today, but he's pretty much been the same guy since high school. In high school, he let a little bit more of his sensitive side out. I don't know. He's pretty much the same crazy guy. He is always out doing stuff. Always loved music. Always had a passion for creating things. For as long as I've known him, he's always talked about the military and film. So he's actually doing exactly what he said he wanted to do as a kid.
That's amazing. That's actually amazing because nobody ever does that.
That's true. I'm really proud of him. He's doing really well.
Yeah. And if, by the way, I don't know if you follow him on Facebook or Instagram or any of that stuff, he still has a sensitive side. All of the music he plays is ridiculously, ridiculously feminine. And he's stuck in the 90s, by the way, musically. You know that, right?
Yes. MXPX, all of those, he introduced me to all of those bands. And every time I hear them today, Blink-182 especially, I always think of him.
You know what's weird? I think of him when I hear Blink-182. he's still stuck in the year 1999-ish, around there. Still listening to that same music.
Uh-huh.
So that hasn't changed. The sensitive side of Jared, that's definitely changed. He's not as sensitive anymore. If not, he's a little, he's angry. He's angry. He gets really angry when he's hungry.
Hangry.
Yeah, hangry. He gets hangry. So first question first. You guys start dating. Is he the same weight that he is now, or was he thin?
No, he was so tiny. He was a tiny little, very fit still, because he did skateboarding all the time. And I think he did MX or BMX biking, whatever that's called.
Yeah, BMX. Yeah.
Yeah, so he did that and he did skateboarding, but he was much smaller than he is today. Still had the same appetite though. His mom used to make giant meals, and he would eat a lot still, even as a tiny little high schooler.
Yeah. No, look, he's all grown up and big now. He's like Winnie the Pooh. And he has spoken very highly of you, by the way. But he also said you were responsible for taking his virginity.
Oh God.
Yeah. Did you know that to this day?
Yes, of course I did.
You did. Okay. Well, some people don't know, but were you his first as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's actually fantastic. So he's got, by the way, so he has a story about it, and I don't know if he ever told you, but I will share it with you.
Okay. Yes.
He
please.
Said he was so nervous after having sex for the first time that he threw all of his condoms into the woods. And said
I didn't know that.
He threw all of his condoms into the woods, and he said, "We got to go." And you were like, "No." He claims that you said, "Why don't we stay and we can try this again or whatever?" And he was like, "No. We got to go. I don't have any more condoms."
You know, I remember him being nervous, but I didn't know about that whole part.
Yes. So
he never told me.
It turns out he was scared and he threw all of his condoms in the woods.
Everything makes so much more sense now.
Does it really?
Yes.
Oh. Look at this. We're solving problems 17 years
yes,
later.
Yes, we are.
Which is awesome. which is unbelievable. And here's what else he said about you, by the way. And this might come as a surprise. Do you know that he carried your picture in war?
Yes.
You
yes,
did. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
He told me that many, many years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. He said that picture of you reminded him of home.
Yes. That's what he said.
That's great. And growing up, was he a gentleman? Was he a really nice guy?
He was to me.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, there was an instance when we finally did break up that he got all of the popular pretty girls to be really mean to me. I was very shy in high school.
That's what he said. He said a girl named Shannon.
Yes.
Shannon was mean to you?
She was so mean to me. Yeah, she cornered me once. I don't remember what she said, but I avoided her. And I still, to this day, don't have a good feeling about her. And I'm sure she's the nicest person. But yeah, that was probably the only mean thing that he ever did.
Ever.
He also though, when I broke up with him, he did write me a 4-page letter front and back about how upset he was.
Really?
Yeah, I have it somewhere.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I felt terrible. I feel bad to this day.
I would pay to see that letter. Whose fault was it? It was probably Jared's fault, though, right?
You know, it's high school relationship. That's just what happens.
Right. But we're assuming, knowing Jared now, it's probably his fault.
You know,
we've seen the Facebook photos of you. Like, you were way out of Jared's league.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You haven't seen Jared lately. I'm kidding.
I thought he was trying to lose weight. I thought he was doing really good.
He is. He is, actually. You know what's funny? So I just saw him over the weekend, and he has dropped about 20 to 25.
Yeah, so, I noticed.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
looking good.
Yeah, he's looking good. He's slimming down a little bit. How long did you guys end up dating in high school, by the way?
I think we dated for almost a year, and then we broke up, and then we dated again, and then we broke up for good.
Okay, gotcha. So that's a pretty long time, and you maintain a friendship for all of these years, which is which is actually incredible. Well, here's a fun fact about Jared now, because I understand you have a long-term boyfriend. You've been dating him for a long time.
15 years, yeah.
Yeah, and Jared said he's an awesome guy. Like, he's the nicest guy in the world. I think you might have won this one. I think you might have won this one at life, because Jared now, I don't know if you know this, uses body wash for shampoo, toothpaste, conditioner, still listening to Blink-182. And I have a feeling you would genuinely be like, Jesus Christ, in 17 years, can you not turn off the fucking Blink-182?
Yeah. I think I might agree with that.
And so what do you do today, by the way? Are you living out your dreams as well?
So I like to hop job to job. Right now I have my own consulting business. I'm doing startups. So I work for startups doing consulting.
That's great. God, you're smart. You're intelligent. You're easy to talk to. This is not what we were expecting, by the way.
Wait till you meet his wife. Ex-wife.
No,
the current wife is amazing.
Yeah.
And she, kudos to her for putting up with him.
Oh, God. That woman deserves a plaque and a statue.
She needs a medal.
Yeah, a plaque and a statue for that
one. I hear she is absolutely amazing. But wait till you talk to the ex-wife.
I heard it's kind of a nightmare. Is that true?
Yes. I've only had one run-in with her, and she decided to delete me from all of his social networking platforms because she did not like me. No reason at all.
Oh, boy. She was jealous. She was probably jealous.
Insecure, jealousy,
same
whatever
with Shannon.
It was.
Same with Shannon. Like, because look, you held up. You held up over the years. You went strong, and they faded. They faded. They were early front runners. But this life is a marathon, not a sprint. And you won. You won. Like, I'll give that to you. Because Jared's talked about you forever.
Very hard.
Yeah, Jared's talked about you forever, and everything he said was true. Because usually, like, look, as guys, we lie about who we dated in high school. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, she ended up being, like, Miss America. She was an amazing person, and, oh, yeah, do you have a picture of her? No, she's not on any social media apps whatsoever. So you did it. And we appreciate you being on the show. By the way, so first time, Jared, like, was he on top of you? Was that
oh my
Jared
God.
Taylor?
No, I'm not going to get into those details.
We're not. No, we won't get into that. We won't get into that. I guess we have an image of Jared Taylor in our mind. And he is definitely.
You know what? I'll let you guys can just make up whatever you want. It'll probably be more interesting that way.
You know what we call it? Fat boy missionary for him.
Oh my God.
And that's what we call it. But before we let you leave, is there any crazy story about Jared from high school that maybe somebody like our audience doesn't know about him?
You know, none that I think of right now, but I will let you know if I think of anything. I'm sure something will come up.
No crazy Jared Taylor story. He didn't pull a fire alarm. He didn't burn down a building. Was he?
No.
I pictured him videotaping like skateboarders. Is that what he did?
He did that. He made a lot of movies. I have no crazy stories at all about him. You know, I had a good relationship with him, and
he was a gentleman.
We have a good relationship to this day. Yes, he's. You know, Jared only has a small group of people he opens up to, and I'm lucky to be one of those. And to me, he hasn't changed. He's the same Jared Taylor that I've always known.
Oh, my gosh. You were like the nicest person of all time. Our audience is going to be so shocked. no, but this is awesome. And sincerely, thank you for coming on. Thank you for doing it. And
thank you.
And again, Jared speaks the world of you. So
awesome. I'm happy.
Yeah, you couldn't have been a nicer person. And congratulations on your relationship.
Thank you.
Now, are you ever going to get married, by the way?
I don't know. Who knows? Everybody asks that. Whenever. It'll happen whenever.
All right.
What's another 15 years?
Yeah. What's another 15? You know, the Cubs are in the World Series. Anything's possible right now.
There you go.
That was nice.
Like, it was a nice. She was. That was a nice.
I still can't believe this.
Polite
How
girl.
You pulled this off is still like. Beyond me.
Here's the thing but she is like an unbelievably nice, polite girl, and here's what I took away from this conversation. You guys can both tell me if you thought the same thing. One, Jared still listens to shitty music. Like, dude, you heard her talk about Blink 182. Whenever I think about Blink 182, I think of Jared. Everybody does. Everybody still thinks of Jared Taylor.
Oh my God.
And Blink 182. So it's crazy that you're still listening to the same music today.
That's so funny.
Not really. I don't
mind. Yeah, it is. 17 years later, you're still listening to the same music?
At least, you know.
17 years later, Jared, you're still listening to the same music.
That's not a bad
thing. Yeah.
It just means I'm consistent.
I guess so. I guess.
Well, and you're very loyal to your craft.
Yes.
So that's the first thing I took away. Two, the fact that she didn't know that you threw the condoms in the woods because you were scared. You were scared. You threw all the condoms in the woods. And then she says, she says, oh my God, this all makes so much sense now. So she wouldn't elaborate on that. So what made sense about that when you raced her out of there? Like, explain that to us. Like, you had sex, you got scared, you threw all the condoms in the woods.
I didn't know. I kept feeling like I was gonna like we were in trouble, like we were gonna get caught, everything like that. Like, I was terrified at the whole thing at this point. Like, again, I needed some time to figure this out. So I was just like, I knew her because she's kind of a badass and brave. And I honestly knew that she was probably going to be like, let's do it again.
Damn, so funny.
So I was like, no, I can't. So
so in 17 years, because you guys are obviously still close friends to this day, which is fucking awesome, by the way.
She's still super cool, and she's like, I mean, we've stayed friends for years. Like,
yeah.
She's been with the guy that she's with now for over 15 years, and he was a friend of mine. I mean, I've known him since I was 8 years old.
Yeah, yeah, so, and they're still together, and I was like, they're not married.
Yeah,
which is crazy to me.
He came to the range. He came to a Range 15 premiere. Like, he's super
nice,
cool. Like, these two have been so cool and supportive and just good friends. You know, I mean, since almost 20 years.
That's rad, dude.
Yeah, that is awesome. And the other thing, which I told her about, and she had kind of known, was that you took her picture to war.
Oh God, 2005.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I had. The one thing that I can explain about combat or going overseas, especially at a young age. You know, I was 19, 20 years old that first trip. Is it like locks you back into when you were a kid or a teenager? Like, it kind of, you go out and you experience these crazy situations. You come back and the adrenaline wears off and you just kind of default back to home or what was, you know, or the people that you had most important to you over there at that time. It's like you're frozen.
Right, dude. It's funny. Even through basic training, I went through that kind of, I was still with a girl from Kentucky. And then when I got to basic training, I started talking back to Belle's mom, which eventually turned into, I just kind of rekindled that friendship because that's what I knew. That's what I was comfortable.
Yeah,
so and I just kind of.
It hooks you back
in. I went right back into like, oh man, remember those good times? Remember what I mean? Like, and it's just weird how that worked, man.
And again, when I was still younger, I never left that off the table either. It was like, I always wondered, hey, was this, up 20, 21, 22, 23, could this be a thing that comes back, you know, or was that one of those things that we could just fall into if our paths ever crossed again?
Yeah, I find it interesting, and I wanted to ask you guys specifically about this. Like, do a lot of guys, when you're going overseas like that, carry pictures like that?
My whole thing, I didn't. Like, I was married and had my kids, and my whole thing was I didn't want to see them and miss them more. It would fuck up my head. But it's kind of like give and take. Some guys have pictures all over their fucking little hooch that they build. Some people don't. I personally didn't.
I didn't take them with me. That was the thing. That was the superstitious piece. You don't take it with you because you look forward to looking at it when you get back.
I'll tell you what, Ross. There's a lot of people that are probably single that create a relationship right before they go just to have someone to know that there's something to come back to. You know what I mean? It's like, I need to know there's someone still wanting me to come home, or else it almost feels like you're just kind of empty over there. You know what I mean? It's this weird feeling, man. That's why a lot of guys get married before deployments. That's why a lot of guys kind of jump into these relationships and all this crazy stuff, or have a baby or get someone pregnant. Because of the fact, it's like, it's hard to know that you're going to go overseas and go to war and potentially probably die and not have someone back home waiting for you or hoping you're coming home, like missing you. It's this weird thing that we all kind of go through.
No, it's funny, like, getting to know you guys over the years, obviously, like, I understand the sense of it now, but somebody in the audience at home who, you know, maybe isn't in the military or thinking about going to the military, I think that helps them understand why, where you're like, oh, right. All right. This makes sense now. I will say this, like, last but not least about this girl, the one who took your virginity, Jared, was, in that conversation, you can hear her saying, there's two things in this world that Jared Taylor loved in high school, and it was military and films.
Yeah, and that's funny, and it's still the same.
She's still the same.
He did them both.
Yeah,
right, nothing's changed. Thing has changed.
And she said that in the interview, dude, he's literally living out his dreams and did everything he said he was going to do. And I thought that was pretty cool. The rest of it, I kind of knew. You were a skater, fucking videotaping people. Like, I figured that. The Blink 182 thing, I figured that as well. You know, like, I know you're stuck in the late 90s. No, but I love that about you. And look, it's also nice to know that, like, crazy Jared Taylor, who was rolling around on the floor during the Jared the Pooh episode the other night, was actually a really great stand-up guy who people loved. Because, I mean, you heard her say it. Like, she was like, look, he had a really big sensitive side. And I was like, well, you can tell that now through his videos. Like, when you sing songs and stuff, like, you still sing ballads and love songs and all that shit. I was like, none of that has changed. But it was
growing, like, all through, even I think it started in early elementary, like, my dream was to have a high school girlfriend. Like, nice. That's all I wanted. Dude, I watch all the Disney Channel shows and all that bullshit, like Even Stevens and stuff like that. Shia LaBeouf's breakout role. But it was like, that's what I wanted, and that's what I clung to, because her and I talked I want to say maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, or I can't really remember when it was, but it was like the first time it was like, okay, why did what happened? Like, why did you break it off? Because, you know, we did have, you know, after you've been dating somebody for a year plus, and you start getting into 17, 18, about to graduate, you start talking about what's going to happen later down the road. And, you know, she just said, I was addicted to chaos, and that's fully true.
Where she still is to this day.
That's way more. Yeah. Somebody that's more reserved and everything like that. And again, I think if we had forced it, if we had stayed together, I think it would have ended in disaster. I don't think she could have kind of muscled through the military life and the military culture. Like, it's just,
it's too much. She seemed too nice. I'll say this, like, because I looked her up afterwards. I was like, man, what a pleasant conversation I had with her. And what a like a nice human being. I was expecting like Avril Lavigne or something before. And this is before I talked to her. So before I talked to her, I was expecting like, oh, Jared probably dated like an Avril Lavigne, like a Pierce, like fuck you world, like that type of girl. And then when I looked her up, I was like, oh my God, she looks like the cute babysitter next door. All of this makes so much sense now. She is like she's like Hillary Duff. Like, she is the babysitter. And I was just like, this makes so much sense.
You know what's funny
is
that girl that she said was mean to her, that girl looks like Avril Lavigne. I got to send you a picture.
Really? The popular girl?
That was the opposite in high school.
Shannon, Shannon Ear. And I don't know if I can say her full name, but whatever, I just did.
you could just say
too late now. That cat's out of the bag. Yeah. That cat is.
Somebody will tell her. Who cares? Yeah.
That dog is out of the bark box. No, but it was a really nice, cool conversation. I'm glad I got to spring it on you tonight. But I think it's good for the audience to know that you were a normal person at one point, who had a normal girlfriend, a normal life. And before the chaos,
this is still like almost it's crazy.
It's got to be weird, right? It's got to be weird.
Yeah, it is. Well, another thing too is a lot of people don't get to have that conversation.
Oh man, I'm
no.
or here.
I don't ever want
to
hear.
I just got to hear. You know, her opinion, and her outlook on the whole situation via third party. So it wasn't like she was, you know, lying to me to make me feel better, but.
Yeah,
that was cool.
It was really cool of her. She was a like a super nice person, and I'm really surprised. For some reason, man, I just had an image in my head of again like a young Avril Lavigne, like chip nail polish, like fuck it. This girl was like nice, smart, straight laced, like hey, babysitter hot next door, and I was like, all right, cool. But she was really cool. She was a super nice person. And it was nice to hear something, you know, from your childhood that was nice, like and pleasant.
This is gonna be funny. My parents are gonna listen to this.
Oh boy,
that's gonna be good. Did your mom meet her?
Oh yeah. Like she had I mean, again, a year plus.
Yeah.
I mean, we were on
that's
and
good.
Off that after that too. So I mean, yeah,
that's a nice thing. That's a nice thing, is what that is. What about you, Rocco? What did the girl look like that you lost your virginity to? Was she hot?
Yeah, she was a pretty girl. That's one of my sister's best friends. We've been really close since like junior high. Kind of already planned that we were going to go to prom together in our senior year in junior high, kind of thing, you know. She's half German Dutch mixed with Indonesian.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's the half white, pretty much half Asian, light eyes, long hair, beautiful girl, very beautiful, very very simple. She's one of those
a simpleton.
You know,
yeah,
I'm kidding. Like a really really good at school. Really good at school, not an athlete for anything, but she does all the, like, you know, the speech and debate or kind of those classes kind of things.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, so she just did, like, the she was a school. She was an academic.
She wasn't, like, rolling flautas or anything.
No, not at all. So she was just Asian, really. You know, her culture was that. And she was actually Muslim, so.
Really?
So it was this was actually my first kind of.
She wasn't real Muslim then.
Well.
I mean, she let you get it in. Yeah, being married.
Well, you know, it's funny. During Ramadan, I couldn't touch her during Ramadan.
You're kidding.
I don't understand that. I don't understand the, like, picky and choosy religious. Well, like, you can't just. You're either there. Well, or you're not.
You understand? She's raised by strong Muslims, but at the same time, she's grown up in a culture where we're all American, kind of, you know. And so it was different. It was
don't
an interesting.
Understand it.
It was different, man. Like, well, here's the thing.
I'm going to follow rules this month, but not next month.
Was raised by her. Well, everyone that's religious kind of has that, though, right? You know what I mean? You have your hardcores, and then you have your they dabble.
I'll say sorry when it's over. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to say sorry.
She was a good girl, man. She was a pretty girl, but it's funny is I end up leaving her for, you know, the kid's mother.
How long were you guys together?
About 5-6 years.
Really?
We've been together for a long time. No, dude, we all thought we were going to get married. Everyone, like my family, thought that was the girl.
You beat me.
Yeah, and then what happened, though, like I said, is I was a dude that was, I lost my virginity to her. I didn't really mess around with any other girls. And then I kind of came out of my shell at one point and started, like, girls were giving attention. Like, girls were giving me attention. And I'm like, wait a minute here. I kind of want to test the waters, and so I started kind of dabbling.
Why was I locking myself down?
Right, and so me and her kind of were splitting up because I was trying to go see what else is out there. Eventually, I met the kid's mom, and within a couple months, she got pregnant, and, you know, I still did the kind of, like, I broke up with her, got back with her. I wasn't sure what the hell I wanted to do. And then I ended up staying, you know, with the well, the kid's mom. That was a big drama situation from when I was younger. But eventually, I ended up marrying her. And so the girl I lost virginity to, she's moved on, and we actually spoke a few years ago at my sister's wedding, and she's married to a dope ass dude, and she has a good life, and I check on her from time to time just because my sister kind of will post things. I'm like, oh cool, she's still doing good, so that's good. So she's just a sweet person, man.
No shit. So you still talk to her? That's crazy.
I don't really talk to her. Like I kind of just disconnected that, but when I ran into her at my sister's wedding, yeah, well, I talked to her and her husband. We were just bullshitting, and it was like, you know, it was comfortable conversation, nothing. There's no animosity or nothing.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so it was cool.
That's awesome. That's chill. Yeah, mine was different, man. Mine was super different. Like, my dad took me down. We were living in Georgia. He took me into downtown Atlanta, and there was two prostitutes, and he was like, "You get prostitutes. You get the fat one. You get the fat one." And I was like, what?
This is not real.
I'm going to call him.
This is not real.
I'm going to call Jerry and ask.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
is this real?
Hey, you, here's the thing. There's two prosties. You get the fat one. No, I'm kidding. Could you imagine if your dad did that to you? Oh,
no, I do have a friend. I do have a friend. His mother took him. He grew up in Costa Rica. His mother took him to a whorehouse when he was 16, and she stayed in the room.
You know, it's funny you say that. Everybody has a friend.
It's kind of weird and kind of hot.
I know.
He would say she would just smoke and be like, get it, mijo.
Get it, mijo.
Get it, mijo.
Be a man.
Oh, man. Everybody. Do the move. I think everybody growing up has that one friend who somebody's dad did that to him. From my experience, and you can tell me yours after this.
It was his mother.
Oh God! Mine was my buddy's dad who did that. Took him to a prostitute. This kid was fucked for life. Like, I think.
Yeah, I would never do that. I wouldn't either. No, dude,
I wouldn't either.
It's not healthy,
dude.
So here's the thing: my father didn't tell me about the birds and the bees. He was such a masculine, manly dude. Like, he was never gonna be like,
figure it out.
Yeah, he's just kind of like ignored the whole thing. But I remember at one point he was like. He hadn't seen me with a girl. Like, I was the latest bloomer out of all the friends. Everyone's already freaking having sex, and I was just, like, focusing on baseball. And then he's like, son, are you ever going to talk to a girl? I'm like, oh, now you want to have the talk, motherfucker. I'm fucking 17 almost. Like, he never wanted to have the talk. I was learning about sex from fucking porn, and my best friend, who fucking wasn't the guy I should be learning sex about because he got a girl pregnant at a very young age. And so it's like
11.
Right. Yeah. He had a mustache when he was 5. That's not the guy you want to learn sex.
His name was Brick.
Yeah.
That's your name, Brick.
Yeah, so it's Dale. Like, I learned sex from like what I heard from friends, and like I even posted them on Snapchat. Like, I never want my kids to learn from their buddies anything. Not how to shoot a gun, not how to fuck a chick, not how to drink a beer. That's all me. I'm going to show my kids all that shit, man.
Yeah.
I was lost.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Because I think, if you knock it all out and get it out of the way, then you break down that barrier of like, hey, this doesn't feel uncomfortable anymore. Right. And we can just chat about shit. Not only that, but they'll probably grow up and listen to the podcast, and be like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh,
Dad's an idiot.
They can't even get through episode one, Pegging Explains. and be like, wait, what? Who? What's pegging? Mike Piazza got fucked by a girl with a dildo? Yeah. It's a long story.
I forgot about that.
It's a long story.
We never heard anything back from that.
One of the Dodger greats.
We never heard anything back from
that. You know why you didn't hear anything back from that? Because it's a fucking true story.
Because didn't it come out like a few months ago or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, a bunch of shit is slipped out into the universe. As it always tends to.
Well, it's funny, we have Ryan Lochte's girlfriend on the show.
They end up getting married. He ends up on Dancing with the Stars, that whole shit. We've broken up, like, the Harambe thing, the dicks out for Harambe. We've done a lot of fucked up shit on this show. But I'll throw...
You tracked down my high school girlfriend and fucking called her?
I had someone tell me that, like, hey, Rocco, I heard the podcast about you and the controlling and the pissing. I like it. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I got a lot of emails about that, too, where they were like, hey, man, you shouldn't have been so hard on Rocco. Like, I get that. And I was like, whoa, all right, cool, man. Hit up Rocco.
Ross, I was, I don't really remember. I need to tell the listeners, I am fucking drunk out of my fucking ass most of the times that we do this.
Tonight, you are.
I'm so.
You are.
Because Ross had warned me that there was going to be a bombshell dropped on me. And I'm glad I'm sober.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this would have been a weird conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't know when I said that, but like, people are approaching me now, like at Freedom Fest and stuff like that, and the first thing out of their mouth is, no, don't worry, I don't want anything. Like, I don't know if I'm...
No, because we talked about dick or something. You know what we talked about is like how people come to us and they always have the next best thing, or they want to approach you with a product or something.
Yeah, but you don't have to open up with that.
Like, I know. I guess it's funny.
Because I feel like a dick now.
Yeah, but how do we... It's funny because you want to kind of address it, but you don't want to... Like, I don't want... We're not dicks, right? But at the same time, like... Have a normal conversation with me, and that'd be cool, man. Because I hate the dude that comes with like, dude, you do have a big chin. It's like, dude, you think I don't fucking know? You don't think I see this motherfucker in the mirror every day? But if you want to have a conversation, drink a beer with me, don't start with that fucking line, bro.
I think that was the conversation where we said, when we're out and hanging out, just be that's normal. What we want to do.
Just be
we want to hang out.
Yeah, hang out, drink a beer.
Dude, do you know how many Harambe memes and Peter Dinklage memes I've gotten for goddamn... 9 months. I mean, it's crazy to think. By the way, we've only been on for 9 months, and
I know,
and we're approaching. Yeah, we're approaching 10 months.
People don't even know who the fuck we are anymore. They just say, "Oh, you're a drinking bro."
Drinking bro. Like, that's it.
Wait, I'm Rocco.
Drinking bro.
I have a name.
What up, drinking bro?
And by the way, after this month, congratulations to us. Little Backpat Backpat will be at 600,000 listeners, which is crazy.
Hell yeah.
Which is fucking crazy. To those listeners, I'm going to add to this whole virginity story. That way, Jared's not embarrassed anymore.
You could tell the coolest story in the world, Ross, but no one got your fucking girlfriend on the phone.
I know it's, but here's the thing.
17 years later,
this is going to make you happy, actually, Jared, because it involves a '90s band. It involves the same embarrassment, the same thing you went through, essentially.
Please tell me it's Stone Temple Pilots.
It is Pearl Jam, actually.
Okay.
It's Pearl Jam.
Man.
So I think I was in
Sour Girl.
Close. So I was in a theater class with this girl. I only got to know her first name, and I asked her out once, and she was like, "Yeah, it's great. This will be awesome. Come over to my house and pick me up, and then I've got tickets for Pearl Jam afterwards." And I was like, fucking dope. But there was no plan of losing virginity or any of that stuff, like, whatsoever. So I go over there.
How old are you here?
I want to say 16 or 17. I'm not real Yeah, 16 or 17, somewhere in there. I never kept track of these things or like kept score. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was always like a putt-putt game for me, like through life of like, all right, yeah, just keep it honest. You know what I'm saying? Keep it honest. So with that, I went over there. She is in the middle of a family reunion. I meet her entire family from like great, great grandfather down to like child, like brother, the whole thing.
I've had those dates where date one is
like the family,
but on accident, where it was just like, oh my gosh. And she was, cause the concert was afterwards and her brother was like a superstar. He was younger, like sixth grade, like a superstar quarterback who could throw with his left and his right hand. And there was like some private school in Louisiana that was like recruiting him. So they were thinking about switching him to this school or whatever. And they were telling me this whole story. I got to meet the kid and the kid was a dick to me. Like he was already like he was in the NFL already. I was like, motherfucker, who is this? Like I couldn't believe it. It was like a child. So anyways, like I'm normal Ross, fun, you know, polite, funny, the whole thing. The whole family loved me. They were like, oh, man. And then dad was like, man, I've never done this before. But you're just like the greatest guy in the world. Like I can trust you alone with my daughter. It was like, absolutely. The whole family leaves to go to this kid's football game. It's me and her because we were going to this concert, obviously. Same thing happens. You know, she was like, you have sex and then you get nervous about it afterwards, Jared. So I was the same way as you were, where it was just like, oh my gosh, you're in this mode of panic where you're like, who do I tell? Who do I call? What do I do? I don't know what's going on. So I was like, I'll be right back. And I left and I didn't know what to do. And this girl meanwhile, is calling me throughout the night. I'm trying to call my friends, but there's no cell phones or any of that shit. So you can't get a hold of anybody. And you can't leave a message on somebody's answering machine of like, hey, Jason, it's me. Call me, dude. Just lost my virginity. Because then you're leaving it on somebody's parents' answering machine. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you can't even do that. And you can't leave a message. Like, that. You know, it's somebody's funny. Parent no. or sister would
so
answer
you ditched
the phone.
Her?
I kind of. Yes. I did. And so, anyways,
well, what do you mean, kind of?
I got like, a funny something.
You just
man.
Left.
That's awful. I said I'm gonna be right back or whatever. And I was like, if you can't get a hold of me, just call me or whatever. And so, yes, long story short, I left. I ditched her. You're right.
You never went
That's
back.
So you just fucking never shamed me. It shamed me. I never went back. So, anyways, she was like, the last message on my answering machine was like, hey, I'm going to this show. I would really like you to go, but if not, like I'm going to go with like a neighbor or a friend or whatever it was. Cut to, and this is like 6 months later. That show was where they recorded the Alive video where Eddie Vedder climbs the balcony at Fox Theater, drunk as shit. I'm still alive. You know, the whole Alive video where he climbs up into the balcony and then jumps off. Yeah, stage dives into the crowd. They're ripping his clothes off. Like, you know, he's sweaty. He's drunk. He's a fucking mess. One of the greatest videos ever recorded in the history of man.
And you fucking missed it.
Missed the whole fucking thing. And that was the show.
I'm sad for her.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, she was like, I'm going to make this the best day of our...
You just fucking took her virginity like, and then you...
No, wait.
She was like...
Here's why I don't feel sad. So I catch up with her the following week, right? And it was Monday morning because this was on a Saturday. We had school on a Monday and I saw it school on a Monday. And she was like, hey, what happened to you? Whatever. And I was like, I just kind of whatever. So I had to admit to her that that she was my first. And I was like, so you're the same, right? And she was like, no, dude, like not even close. And I was like, what?
Oh,
yeah. Man. So I was just like, oh, fuck. Fuck. All right. Then I don't feel bad. Like, why didn't you tell me or whatever? And she was like, well, I didn't want to tell you because you probably think that I was a whore or whatever. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dude, let me ask you a question, man. How did you get your first pack of condoms? Did you wear condoms?
Great story.
Yeah.
Great story. I didn't know any of this was going to go down. So she was like, oh, hey. She was like, oh, open. Like, we were in her parents' room. She was like, oh, open that drawer. She opened up the drawer. The dad had like 1,000 condoms. It was like a never ending. It was like the treasure chest at a dentist office.
The treasure trove.
At a dentist office where it's like, oh, hey, you just got your tooth pulled.
It was planned.
Go in there and go grab a set of Dracula teeth. Like
I knew 3 days prior that day we were.
So you went and bought them?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You were embarrassed?
I didn't know.
Oh, I was.
Dude, I bought two packs. Well, check it out. Wait, let me. I didn't buy them. I stole two packs.
Oh, good.
Because I was so embarrassed to take that pack up to the front. I just grabbed them and ran. And the first pack I actually worked on in the bathroom, how to put it on. Because I didn't want to fucking be embarrassed not knowing how to put it on. So I'm sitting here putting on three of these fucking, like, put on one. I was like, okay, that one's bad. Let me do it again. Put on another. I was like, cool. So I threw this whole pack. I had to hide it and throw it in the trash outside so my mom wouldn't find it because I'm terrified. And then I brought the pack. I had it somewhere hidden in my fucking car in the heat and shit. Finally, till the day I had to use it, I'm like, give me a second. I'll be right back. Ran to the car and got it, dude.
I didn't know. I wasn't expecting
Meanwhile,
it.
Meanwhile, I'm hiding mine in the woods.
Yeah, you're throwing yours in the woods. Here's the thing, but I went over to her house.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
I went over to her house, like, not expecting to have sex. So I didn't know any of this was going down. It just happened to turn out her parents were fucking freaks who had literally 1,000 condoms in this fucking drawer. And I was like, holy shit. Long story short, too late. The brother ends up, they end up shipping this brother to this private school in Louisiana. They moved 2 weeks later. I never saw her again. So I don't.
Oh, man.
I don't know her.
Well, you don't feel bad because you would have been hurt, you know?
I would have.
You would have gone to an epic Eddie Vedder showing of Pearl Jam. You would have had all this sex for 2 weeks and then boom, I'm moving. You would have been like,
yeah. But I will say this, much like the conversation we had with your ex-girlfriend at the time, I think it does kind of shape your future in the fact that, like, now I have this massive FOMO, like fear of missing out, where I go to every concert, FOMO. Every fucking sporting event, anything that I can possibly do. Because I'm afraid of missing out of like a special moment like that where it's like, dude, Eddie Vedder recorded Pearl Jam recorded the Alive video, which is one of the greatest videos of all time. Where
that's
you're like,
fucking awesome. You missed it, man.
I missed it. So now I have this fear hanging over me the rest of my life where it's like, oh, shit, I don't want to miss this because it could be a no hitter. It could be the next big thing. Yeah. And that's my burden to bear.
I almost feel tired after this episode. Like, I feel worn out.
I bet it's
out.
Mostly drawing. Yeah, man.
I you know what? Here's the thing, Jared.
I mean, hearing.
I'm with you.
Hearing that voice is like, whoa.
I'm with you. Yeah. Cause that, like, my parents listen to this shit and I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. I feel emotionally drained after this. with that, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get to the drinking bro of the week.
The drinking bro of the week.
By the way, the drinking bro of the week this week was submitted by the greatest name ever. And when it popped up in our inbox on the Drinking Bros podcast fan page on Facebook, I knew we had to pick him in his story. This guy's name is Frank Rambro. Yeah. Let that sink in. Rambro. Rambro. If we ever do it was funny. I think we talked about this on an episode. If we ever did a spoof of Rambo, it would be called Rambro.
No, you know what we talked about, Ross, is I think next summer we want to go to Oregon for a week and just reshoot Rambo 1 on iPhones. Scene for scene.
Somebody did that for their wedding anniversary, by the way.
Yeah, but it wasn't, they didn't do it. Like, they didn't do it. I saw that video.
I would like to see you as an overweight Rambo, me personally.
No,
I think it would be fucking awesome.
You would use
you're
Rudy
shirtless
Reyes
the
as
entire
Rambo.
Movie, but you're having hardcore, aggressive love scenes.
I would be
the
cop. I'd be the cop.
Yeah, Rudy Reyes as Rambo.
He would be the perfect Rambo because he would act it perfectly.
But if you were doing like a Hot Shots Part 2 of it, it would be awesome to see shirtless Jared. Just having love scenes, blowing people up.
Jet black hair.
Yeah, and but you're shirtless in every single scene. It's like, God damn it, why is that guy shirtless? anyway, so we'll get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. Frank Rambro. Hey guys, I wanted to nominate a Drinking Bro of the Week. I'm nominating my father, Frank Ray Sr. He served a tour in the 199th Light Infantry in Vietnam before taking shrapnel from an enemy grenade and going home with a Purple Heart. He spent the next 20 years of his life serving the city of Baltimore as a code inspector. My father passed away from kidney failure in November 2012 when I was 16. He has been and continues to be a major inspiration for me. Thank you, Frank. Dude, that's a great story. We appreciate
it. That's a good one, man.
Anyone from NAMM, dude, has always got a special place.
Cheers,
man. Cheers. And man, Jared, I'm with you on that one. It was an emotional show. That was a roller coaster.
I I need a day.
Yeah.
I need a day to take this all in.
Yeah, look, you're going to have the weekend because the show's airing tomorrow. So you're going to have the weekend to think this one off.
Tomorrow night. This goes up tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it'll.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
It'll be out into the world.
Friday morning.
Yeah, it'll be out into the world in 12 hours. So and by the way, she said she wanted to listen to it. The girl.
I really hope I did her justice. Like I said, I have nothing but great things to say about her. I'm proud to have.
Yes, and she had nothing but great things to say about you.
Her fiance,
which is nice.
As friends.
Yeah,
still to this day, and I'm really even him. Like he's been an awesome friend for the last few years. Specifically, you know, always there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool shit that we do.
Exactly. So it's like, one, she couldn't be cooler. I'm glad you guys are all still friends. And what a cool show. I mean, Jesus, man, this has never happened before. So,
yeah, I mean, I want to give a hats off to him for like allowing this to go down and still like just being cool. Like, because I mean, that's an odd thing to ask. Sometimes.
Well, it's a weird thing to get over because it's like, oh, hey, this is somebody I'm in love with, but whatever. But as a kid, you're kids and you don't really know what the fuck's going on. Like,
yeah. So cheers to you. You know, I got to keep your name
private. Yeah. We've promised to keep their names private. So, thanks for doing this show. We really appreciate it. Drinking Bros, go to drinkingbrospodcast.com for all your t-shirt needs. They're the finest tees in the land. And you can get some France presses. And on that note, by the way, you have a new nickname. A lot of people have been calling you JTNT for Toddlers and Tiaras, and I love it so much.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
JTNT.
I've been getting a lot of JTNT messages.
For? You said Toddlers and what?
Tiaras.
Toddlers and Tiaras.
I haven't heard that yet. I haven't heard.
Yeah, you've heard it a million times. It was every time we go out, people are screaming fucking Toddlers and Tiaras at you.
What I love is JTNT.
So
I haven't heard this Toddlers and Tiaras thing.
Mr. Vincent Vargas, a.k.a. Rocco, the new partner of Warfighter Tobacco Cigars, and Mr. Ross Patterson, I am out of here. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.